Blog Talk Radio.
Oh,
Jesus is Lord. Amen. I give God the glory. Praise God. My little old amen. Praise God. Speaker is trying to go out, but amen. Praise God. God did let the music go through. Amen. God, amen. I want to speak us to us today. Amen. A word in season. We as the body of Christ say that we are of Christ. And if we are of Christ, then we are kingdom children. And if we are kingdom children, we should have the mind of Christ. And the mind of Christ is needed in order to worship God. You must worship him in spirit and truth. So it's got to come up in your heart. Some people say the heart and the mind are the same thing. And I won't argue with them, but at the same time, it's got to come up in your heart, in your mind, to think about God in order to worship him. And when you do, that's a spiritual worship. It's not a natural thing. Our natural bodies don't worship anything but Satan, and it wars against the spirit anyway. So us, as we worship God, as we serve God, being kingdom children, we are born again, like Jesus told Nicodemus, of the water and of the spirit. And when you're born of the water and of the spirit, you become a spirit being. Amen. Praise God. I'll teach on the water and the spirit one day. But you are not any longer walking in the old carnal mind, the old nature, the old natural mind that would allow the soulless realm to dictate anything to us, whether it be problems with your children on drugs, problem on a job, problems in your marriage, in your home, problems in your everyday life, because Satan is going to attack all of those areas to try to weaken you. You might wake up one morning and then all of a sudden you find out that, amen, you got cancer. That's an attack of the enemy to slow you down so that you can't do the will of God. He's the thief that come not but for to steal, kill, and destroy. So we have to have the supernatural workings of God if we say that we are his children. We should no longer think worldly that the cancer is there, but we speak supernatural that God has removed it. Our whole conversation should be a supernatural conversation, knowing who God is, that you're taking on a new language, new conversation, a new belief in who you are. And if you are who you are, then you are kingdom child using kingdom principles and guidelines and belief in what you do and say, because God is a supernatural God. The Bible says you can speak to your mountain and your mountain will be removed. It ain't removed because of the natural stuff, but it's moved because the supernatural has stepped in and began to manifest the powers of God. The supernatural always manifests what's needed to take place in the natural. You are a spiritual being, and you have to always pray and believe the supernatural. Anybody moving in the spiritual realm, you must possess the truth in order for the supernatural to be manifested. You have a revelation of the spiritual word of God. God is a spirit. God works his word with the Holy Spirit. They both got to be in us to work and believe in the supernatural. They got to both be in us so that we can utilize the word that's on the inside of us in order to execute what we need that the world won't give to us, can't give to us, and don't want to give to us. For instance, like you need a new car. Amen. You got to step out in the supernatural belief that God can provide what he say he's going to provide. If your children are on drugs, you got to step out in the supernatural by faith and believe that God can heal every one of them and deliver them from this demon that's possessing them. God said in his word, his people perish because of lack of knowledge. We die out and go to hell because we don't have the knowledge of how to live into who we are. Every time the enemy come in, you need to tell the enemy, I'm not going to. I won't. I don't have to. I will do the will of God. I will remain with God. Because it's important, in order to receive any benefits by the supernatural way that we are supposed to be in, that you have to have that relationship with God. And you cannot have it without the Word, without the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit works in this last dispensation. We're in the last dispensation, where the Holy Spirit will carry out the Word of God concerning your life if you believe. You can't let Satan come in and intimidate you or cause you to be fearful or cause you to go back into the world. You got to fight the good fight of faith. That's how the supernatural works. Abraham believed God, and God accounted it unto him for righteousness. With the supernatural, you must have the anointing. You must have the Holy Spirit. You must have faith. You must believe that God is going to work this out. And then you wait on his manifested glory. It is for you to carry out your assignment in the earth realm, and the enemy knows it. So he's going to hit you. He's going to hit your children. He's going to hit everybody. He's going to kill out some of you. Some of your children are going to die in the midst of it because he don't play fair. And it's up to you to stand strong and walk in the supernatural, because by your walking in the supernatural, if he were to kill out your children, they went straight to heaven. All you want to do is receive the package things that have been assigned to you for the duration of your life, your family, and the purpose that God has placed in your life. You have to get your character built up that you will totally believe in God. Then the Bible says you got to resist the enemy and he'll flee. It is for you to carry out the assignment in the earth. Your anointing is for your calling and for your purpose and ministry. Luke 4 and Isaiah 61 states, the anointing, amen, is upon me because God has. And I'm going to get to that page and that chapter and then praise God. But the anointing is not an accident, saints. Amen. We have to have the anointing because it destroys the yoke that the enemy puts up on us and allows us to walk, amen, out, amen, by faith in the supernatural, seeing the powers of God move. How do you think all these people got healed and they go through so many things and, wow, you see the supernatural powers of God moving in their lives and all of a sudden these spirits are away from the people? Well, if you notice, the supernatural works with us so powerful that, amen, when we are attacked by the enemy, if we have the faith to believe, the anointing that, amen, readied upon us and righteousness standing in truth, then I don't care what the enemy say and do, he cannot overcome and overtake you. So the Bible says in Isaiah 61, he said, "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me." He's upon us. Now he's in us. Back then, the Holy Spirit would rest upon the people that were chosen. Because the Lord had anointed me to preach good tidings to the meek. He had sent me to bind up the broken and hearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and the opening of prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God. All that mourn, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness. We must be called trees of righteousness if we of God. We have to live in the supernatural if we are God's children. Amen. We cannot live in the carnal way anymore. Amen. The planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. And they shall build the old waste, and they shall raise up the former desolation, and they shall repair the waste city and the desolate of many generations. And strangers shall stand and feed my flock, and the sons of the aliens shall be your plowmen and your vine dress. But you shall be named the priests of the Lord. Men shall call you the ministers of our God. You shall eat the riches of the Gentile, and in glory shall ye boast yourself. Then God went on to say, in the word, he said, "For your shame you shall have double, and for confusion they shall rejoice in their portion. Therefore in their land they shall possess the double. Everlasting joy shall be unto them." Amen. And I can go on further and read, amen, Luke 4. But this anointing that we have upon us have the power to set the captives free, those that are in bondage. But in order to obtain this anointing, you must first accept the Holy Ghost and his working. You must believe in God. You must trust in God, despite of what it looked like, despite of what you're in. The devil just visited me this morning, and he's sure after trying to do me harm, but I made up in my mind. You have to have a made up mind that I don't care what conversation he come to you with, you done already, amen, made your decision. It's Christ. It's Christ. I'm going to go all the way, amen, praise God, because I've made my conversion through God's Son, Jesus Christ, to become and to believe in who he is, and that he died on the cross for me, and he's sitting on the right-hand side of Father God right now making intercession for me. He making intercessions for my seeds, amen, that Satan is causing and try to cause to do things that they shouldn't do. He's making intercession for me to get the finances that I need every month in order to pay my bills. He's a supernatural God working, amen, praise God, in the natural. Just like you see, I'm going to do an earthly example in essence. just like you see someone that is overridden with cancer, and they have went to the doctor, and the doctor couldn't do anything to help them, and that's an earthly, amen, attack of the enemy. But God stepped in the supernatural. While you were sleeping, all of a sudden the cancer went away. While you were walking around, didn't know anything about it, the cancer is gone. God has stepped in and did a supernatural thing for you. It's supernatural. It's always invisible until it's manifested. Amen? So because of who we are, kingdom children, we got to work everything out in belief in the supernatural and begin to speak on the supernatural. Begin to confess in the supernatural. Begin to believe who you are in Christ. Amen. The anointing that we have, it carries out our assignment in the earth. When you step into your calling and purpose, your anointing instantly, immediately begin to protect you, amen, and work the things out for you because of the enemy. In the heavens, the enemy has an advantage over us because they are above us, but yet still at the same time, they are seen as spiritual entities, demons. And once they yoke you up, another spirit yoke your spirit up, then it begin to cause all kind of harm to your body, your family. And it's up to you, by the anointing that you have and believing in the supernatural, that God is going to work it out. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. The anointing is not the glory. The glory is the manifested manifestation, amen, praise God, of God's work, amen, praise God. And the three realms of the glory of God, the anointing is not the glory of the manifested presence of God. The glory transcends, goes beyond your gifts and calling. It is where the presence of God always show up, and God begin to move for you in the midst of the people in order to manifest miracles, signs, and wonders. Jesus, amen, showed the first of his miracles, of his miraculous works, amen, in the supernatural by, amen, getting six water pots, amen. Those pots were for purification. He took and turned around, amen, went over there and said what he needed to say, prayed what he needed to pray, and all of a sudden, wine was made. And see, wine has color. He had to put the color in there. Then he had to put the taste. Then he had to put the fermenting, the fermentation in there for it to taste like what it's supposed to taste like. Well, that was a supernatural work within itself. I give God the glory this morning. God want to work out supernatural. You need to get you, amen, praise God, faith that would move mountains. You need to get you in a position where I don't care what the enemy is saying to you, you're going to watch the supernatural works of God in your life and watch him change it. Amen, praise God. Amen. One of the things that happened with David and Goliath, the Goliath began to speak against Israel and began to talk it down, all kind of disrespect to it. But David showed him that you come in the flesh, Goliath, but I come in the supernatural. And hallelujah. As he began to show Goliath his strength and his power, he took a stone and hit David in the head with it, Goliath in the head with it, and then turned around and cut his neck off. Nobody could do that but Father God. So the supernatural is always working on our behalf. Amen. Praise God. Then if you look at Moses, amen, as he crossed the Red Sea, amen, praise God. Before he crossed it, amen, amen, praise God. He stood up there, amen, praise God, at the opening of the sea, waiting on God. God don't want you to wait on him. God wants you to trust him. In this essence, you should always wait on him. But in this essence, with Moses, amen, praise God, God did not want Moses to wait, because if he would have waited, the Israelites would have died. It was no way for them to cross that sea and not get drowned. But God turned around and did a supernatural thing. He told Moses, he said, Moses, what are you crying for unto him? He said, speak unto the children of Israel that they go forward. In your supernatural walk with God, God wants you to go forward. And as you go forward by your faith and belief, that's when the supernatural manifestations of God's glory will be seen, because he will conquer and kill and destroy all of your enemies. So, amen, as Moses stretched forth the rod and went forward, the new supernatural began to take place. When you want the supernatural to begin to take place, you have to believe God. You have to step out on God's will. You have to go forward, knowing that God can do what's needed for you in your lifetime. They went forward. God opened the Red Sea. The sea congealed both sides, and they went across on dry ground. When they crossed over the Red Sea, praise God, God closed it up, and Pharaoh, 300, amen, praise God, amen, chariots, amen, praise God, went into the sea, amen, praise God, and they all got drowned, amen, and then God took, praise God, amen, praise God. I'm trying to turn to that page so I can see how many. I think it was 3 or 600. Amen. Praise God. Chariots. Amen. Praise God. But it's what God did, amen, in drowning and stopping the enemy. He don't just want to hit you. It was 600 chariots. Excuse me, 600 chariots. He don't want to just stop, praise God, and bless you a little bit, but he want to destroy all your enemies. Because the forces of darkness is working so rapid in these last and evil days until he's hidden everything. I'm telling you, he's trying to come with all kind of demons of deception. But when you're matured in God, when you believe in God, then your supernatural, amen, will be seen, and your speaking in the supernatural will be seen by the manifested supernatural powers that God has. Use your supernatural. Don't go by what you see and what you hear anymore. Start this day off saying, I am blessed. Amen. Praise God. God is going to do great things. And I believe Jesus Christ interceding for me. Amen. And I will see the supernatural manifestation. All of a sudden, I got a home, a car, my family, got a new job, because supernatural want to move into your life and begin to manifest the glory of God. Have a wonderful weekend. God bless.